Hello, today is June the 2nd, 2021, and the episode is how to set healthy boundaries. I was in an Uber a few weeks ago, and the driver was very chatty and very flirty. Growing up, and honestly until recently, if a stranger was making me feel uncomfortable, I would be polite, I would try to get out of the situation if I could, but I would never really say anything to the person making me uncomfortable. This particular ride, the driver was asking me why I was dressed up. He was asking where I was going, telling me how beautiful I looked, and making the ride basically awkward. And honestly, I wasn't in the mood to talk, even if he wasn't making me feel uncomfortable. I honestly didn't need this stranger asking about my personal life. He was taking me from point A to point B, and that was it. I kindly said to him, "I'm not trying to be rude, but I've had a long day. I'm not interested in chit-chatting. Would you mind turning up the music a little? Thank you." And sure, I could have said something like, "Listen, asshole, stop making comments about my outfit and keep your eyes on the road. I'm not your friend. It's none of your business where I'm going, and I'm not interested in talking to you." But I didn't want to piss him off and make the situation even more awkward. I was comfortable with how I responded to him, and I felt that I was honest and I expressed my boundaries. I got my point across, which he respected by turning up the radio, and we were no longer talking. Daring to set boundaries is about having the courage to love ourselves, even when we risk disappointing others. Until about a year ago, I was not a fan of the word boundaries. I felt it was this buzzword that people were using as an excuse to be an ass when they didn't really want to do something. The word really began to propel forward after Brené Brown released her take on the importance of setting clear boundaries. And it's not that I didn't have boundaries, I just felt the word was so trendy. However, now I really like it. I like talking to my clients about how to go about implementing boundaries when it's a new concept to them. So, what are boundaries anyway? Personal boundaries are the limits you decide work for you on how people can treat you, how they can behave around you, and what they can expect from you. Boundaries are the standard you set about your expectations, accessibility, and your energy. They're drawn from your core beliefs, your perspective, your opinions, and your values. If you find the concept hard to understand, think of it like other boundaries, state lines, fences, or you've heard the saying, don't cross this line in the sand. Boundaries communicate how you feel, they prevent you from overcommitting, and they are your guide to help others know how you want to be treated. So, why do you need boundaries? Ask yourselves these questions. Do you feel like people take advantage of you? Do you hate drama but seem to always have it around you? Do you feel like you're constantly having to save people or be the nice one because that's just who you are? Do you feel like it's your job to fix other people's problems? Do you feel like you have to explain yourself or even defend yourself for things that aren't your fault? If you answered yes to any of those questions, you probably have a little work to do on setting personal boundaries. There is a great boundary checklist I found on makingmidlifematter.com that I love. They list healthy and unhealthy boundaries, and one of the ones that stood out to me the most was the healthy boundary, acknowledging what you're feeling. Unhealthy boundary, ignoring your feelings. Boundaries are a form of self-care. If you don't set healthy boundaries, you're setting yourself up to feel used, overworked, stressed, frustrated, and ultimately unhappy. Having boundaries isn't bitchy. It's actually an act of self-love. So how do you do it? here are my two tips. Number one, define. Tune into your feelings and ask yourself, what are my own limits? What is something that I don't want to tolerate in my life? So think of that. Think of a situation where you felt you weren't setting boundaries. What happened in that situation? What feelings did you have surrounding that situation? What would you do differently? How would you feel if you expressed your boundaries in said situation? Number two, communication. Learning to say no can be very hard, especially if it's not the way you were raised or it's nothing you've implemented in your life. It's not going to feel natural at first. As with many things, it's going to take practice. But saying no is okay. Remember, the flip side, when someone says no to you, it's okay too. Setting boundaries with a stranger, like I did with the Uber driver, it's certainly an easier place to start than setting boundaries with someone you care about. But let's go ahead and look at what a situation with someone closer to you could look like. So here's the scenario. You had a very challenging divorce that left you and your ex-wife as co-parents, but you don't want a friendship with her at this point. Your ex-wife calls you on her way home from work several nights a week. You always pick up the phone because you think it's pertaining to the kids. The conversation starts about the kids, but it always shifts to something going on in her personal life. So she says, "The kids have camp on Saturday. I'll drop them off after. Oh, and my boss was a jerk today at work. He gave me another project that I have to do before the end of the month on top of me trying to figure out how I'm going to get my kitchen painted." You. "That sounds great. I'll be home to meet you when you drop the kids off Saturday. I also understand that you're going through some struggles at work, and I'm sure it's challenging, but I would prefer if you talk to your family and friends about those issues." She responds, "Well, I just figured that since you knew my boss and how I've been trying to get my kitchen painted, you would have a little empathy." You respond, "Work sounds really stressful for you right now. I think talking with your friends and family about options would benefit you well. I would prefer we keep the conversations we have about the kids." If you're not familiar with setting boundaries in your life, start small. A great way to strengthen your confidence is to start with a non-threatening boundary that doesn't feel too overwhelming. For example, walking away from a conversation where your coworker lights up a cigarette simply because you just don't want to be around the cigarette smoke. Boundary. Starting small allows you to slowly build upon your confidence to tackle more challenging boundaries. And don't forget, other people have boundaries too, and they will most likely express those to you at some point. And just as you want others to respect your boundaries, respecting others' boundaries is just as important. I'm going to end with a quote by Miriam Hasna. "When someone expresses a boundary to me, I say thank you for being authentic, vulnerable, and transparent. Thank you for modeling personal integrity. Thank you for helping me to understand how to love and care for you. Thank you for this opportunity to grow more in intimacy." If you'd like more information on how to work with me, please visit my website at goodthingsaregonnacome.com. And remember, you got this.